America's new ambassador to the UN spent his first full day on the job today.
John Bolton was appointed yesterday by President Bush. He sidestepped Congress's approval by making a recess appointment.
Bolton faced stiff opposition for, among other things, a sometimes fiery temper. Reports of his low boiling point and bullying of subordinates were among the reasons Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich strongly opposed Bolton's appointment. Here's what the senator had to say this spring.
At a strategic time, when we need friends all over the world, we need somebody up there that's going to be able to get the job done. And I just hope my colleagues will take the time and do some serious thinking about whether or not we should send John Bolton to the United Nations.
Voinovich expressed disappointment with Bolton's temporary appointment, but the senator said he's sending Bolton a book that he loves called The Heart and Soul of Effective Management.
The out-of-print volume was written by business consultant James F. Hind of Townsend, Tennessee.
I did not know about this senator's liking the book and promoting it to others. So it's very flattering, and I'm pleased.
The Heart and Soul of Effective Management bases its teachings on Christian theology, and Hind says that means abandoning old ways.
To make that change, you have to have Christ in your heart. And then if you study the book, then yes, I think it would be a pivotal influence. If he went in with humility and not be blinded by his own importance and his own mission initially, that would be a great beginning.
Here are some excerpts from Hind's book, read by one of our staff members.
The corporate culture of Christ was built around concern and care for others.
The dilemma for
not
the
Christian businessman is how to combine tough-minded, realistic thought with feeling and generosity.
Power can
Jesus.
Be good or evil,
according to the heart of the person who used it. This is management at its best.
Advice from the book The Heart and Soul of Effective Management by James F. Hind. Senator George Voinovich is sending a copy of that book to John Bolton, the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.